We've walked along from the ferry alongside the river, and today, probably, you will have seen lots of boats moored here, and they're boats that people live on or that people are having their holidays on. But in times past, they were boats that were bringing goods and all sorts of things in and out of Cambridge. The boats going out from Cambridge mostly had on corn from all the barley and the wheat that was grown in the countryside all around Cambridge. Very, very important. It was being sold to people in other parts of England and indeed across the North Sea on the continent. But coming into Cambridge were all sorts of other things. People who wanted to put up buildings in the Middle Ages mostly wanted the stone that was to be quarried, not round here, because we haven't got any good stone in quarries round here, but out in Northamptonshire, where there's much better building stone. And that would be moved to a river and then brought along the rivers from the Nene or the Great Ouse all the way down to Cambridge so that the colleges or the churches could use stone for their building. Then there would be timber that would also be brought, wood from various places. There would be sedge. Sedge is one of those reedy type plants that grows in the fens, and that was used either for making thatch on buildings or for burning instead of wood. And there would be the fish that we've already mentioned would come in, and eels. We didn't mention eels, but people ate a lot of eels in those days, so they too were brought from the fenlands to Cambridge in barrels. And then there were goods that came from much further afield that were brought along the river. Very important from about the 16th century, about the time of Henry VIII, was the coal. The coal that was being brought from Northumberland. So that had to be put onto ships way up in Newcastle or Sunderland and then be brought down the coast into the river at King's Lynn and then down the rivers to Cambridge. So if people wanted to burn coal, if they hadn't got much wood, this was the way the coal came. And when it was brought to the fair, it was offloaded just along riverside here, where the houses now stand, in great heaps. And people knew that was the part of the fair that had the coal heaps. And they would take their wagons or their carts to go and buy up what they needed for the winter. Also, coming down this way, sometimes luxury things like wine would be brought because that would come from the continent and that would be brought through King's Lynn. So many things were brought down the river, but not only in fair time. This was a time when lots and lots of things were sold at this point on the river, but throughout the year, the goods were brought to Cambridge where they were offloaded. And this really was why Cambridge was there. This was the point where you could bring all sorts of goods by water and offload them and then load up with the grain, the corn, to take that out. So Cambridge owes its whole existence to the river and this opportunity for bringing goods by water through all the areas of the Fenlands, out to the Nene as far as Peterborough and further, and out as far as Bury St Edmunds. So it's a huge water network and then linked into the sea at King's Lynn or Wisbeach. So very, very important for Cambridge throughout its history until the coming of the railways, which we shall look at later.